Come join us, we're all crossing.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to a grand season finale of We're All Crossing with your host, Sam.
And
Lena. It's another season finale. Can you believe it? Three seasons already.
Lucky number three, I guess. Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Wait, is three a lucky number?
I just took a guess as three.
Well, I know they always say third's a charm.
Or things come in threes.
This is true.
That is a thing. But now I remember. So you and I went to the museum yesterday.
We did?
To the DeYoung.
Oh, yeah. We did. That was yesterday. It feels like it was yesterday. Last week.
So we went to the museum. I just remembered, if you remember, I read it to you. We went to go see Patrick Kelly. He is an American designer from the 80s. He had a saying, or his favorite number was three. Remember it? Because he liked to do things in threes. So he would like what was the thing? He liked to put three models out at the same time, three types of designs on the same style, and three. So yeah, that was his lucky number. So three.
Yeah. That's actually true. Man, you're really good.
My memory for things that are probably not relevant to my life is the best.
If.
But Lena. But yes, we have reached another season finale.
Yes, we have. What's going on in your island tonight?
Well, Isabel told me that somebody is scamming the villagers, aka Reds in town. So I'm excited to go see. See, like, I filled up my art museum already by this time. Which took about the exact same time it said. It says it takes about 2 years if you're one person playing. At the rate of Red and, like, the probability, it would take you 2 years to fill it. Which I did. But I like going for his items. You know, like, the ones on the side? Now, especially, there's, like, tons of new items.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing? Do you have Red, too?
I do not have Red. I'm just kind of cleaning up my island, doing the chores, trying to talk to people.
You might see the bunny.
Maybe. I just got some eggs in the mail.
You're like, this is a hate crime. I do not like this.
So, we'll see. I don't know. The bunny looks scary.
I mean, did they update the bunny? No. The only thing they've done from the first time they ever did it was they've toned down the level of, one, eggs, and two, the amount of, like, things. Although right now I just walked up into this area of my island and there's literally three, like, thingies to dig out of the ground, and I'm like, how much do you want to bet they're all just eggs?
Eef.
And I pulled out an egg.
Yeah,
because it is almost Easter. It's next week.
It's Punchy's birthday. I didn't bring him a gift. What do I have in my pocket?
Wait, are you in his house?
Yeah.
Oh no. Because I was like, I'll give him
potatoes. He should love potatoes. Why are you laughing at me?
You don't have anything else? You can give him money.
I'll give him 99 bells, 99K bells.
Oh, I thought you were only going to give him 99. I was like, wow, poor.
Hey, don't hate. I don't know. Can I just dust his place for free?
Oh, you could. I mean, that's like, I know people, when people have kids or people have babies.
Can't I just come back and give them a gift?
They, like, clean their house. If you don't talk to him, yes, you can.
Oh, I believe. I'm just going to do that. He just says, hey, Soups, are you leaving already? That's cool. Listen, thanks for coming to my birthday party and hanging out. Yeah, of course,
Punchy. So he won't get mad. Like, they actually get, like, if you, like, tell them, I ain't got nothing, dude.
I'm just leaving to go buy a gift. He should chill.
Buy a gift, or do you want me to send a gift? Because Tim Tom are about to close.
I'm gonna go see what they got.
Me too.
But
which they? Whoa! Oh, I forgot they have bunny topiaries. I want an. Oh, what is this?
Okay, but while we do this, Lena, what is on our plate this evening for the season finale?
The coup de grace, the main course, the some other euphemism meaning the last best thing.
Dessert.
Dessert, yes. Okay, yes, dessert. That's the best course out of all the courses. So, what is our final thing? So, I thought to myself, I was like, what have we, whichever. I wanted a more finale topic, but then I'll be honest, I've had so much fun in the latter half of the season with tier lists. So I thought,
Lena's obsessed with tier lists.
I love them. I love them because I love the debate. It's because I love, Sam's like, because she likes to argue, but I thought we can do a tier list, and because it's summertime, I think this would be appropriate. I think let's go ahead and rank all the Disney rides. We're talking Disneyland, the true tier list. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. Okay, this is, we got to go fast though.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. No, of course, of course, of course. So we have the list of, this is only for the record, for the record. These are just Disneyland and Disney California. We're not talking about Walt Disney World, Magic Kingdom,
We don't really go to Disney World that often. It's, I mean.
Well, you say it as if we've never gone before. I've only been to Disney World once. That's it, once.
I've only gone once too, actually, now that I think about it.
You've only gone, I thought you said you've gone twice.
Was it twice?
I only went once, and it was right after my brother graduated high school. So I was probably 19 at the time.
I went in 2017. 2017-ish. And I'm trying to remember.
I went in like 2011, if I remember correctly.
I definitely went in 2017. And I, yeah, don't think I ever, I don't think I ever went again. No, that was the first time I ever went.
Yeah, I only went once and I haven't been back, but maybe someday we can go, Sam.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Well, anyway, so we're going to talk about Disney and Disney California because we go there quite often. The last time for both of us was before the whole Panda Express, of course. So we're just going to go pretty quickly through them. However, like I said, Sam, if you have the one or two rides that are like, this is the ride.
Dun, I mean, dun, people dun, know yeah. those, you know, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about, you know, some of the rides. Disneyland has a lot of rides. I was just telling Lena where it's just like, they got long lines and you're just like,
Disneyland is just lines. That's the ride. Get in a line.
I feel like
there was, someone made a meme of that where it was like a bunch of people in line. They're like, oh, like a satire comic. I feel like someone's done this before. It sounds like a satire.
I feel like that's also like a very machismo thing where it's just like, if I'm going to wait in line, I might as well go and do this or something. You know what I mean? Like that's, I don't know. I feel like that.
No, but okay.
I don't know. I feel like I've always seen, it's like, like the dad's point of view, quote unquote, of being at Disneyland, and it's always just like hating the lines and stuff like that. I don't know.
I guess, but I also hate children and don't want to be a parent, so I don't like to think about being a parent.
That's fair.
I'm on team. If anyone remembers, there was a woman who put out a public letter to like people who don't have children coming to Disneyland. You will never know the joy.
God.
And I'm just like, yeah, I'll never. I'll tell you, I'll know the joy of not having to deal with a 2 or 3 year old that's just screaming and crying and like making me lose my mind. I get to just dress up and look cute and go on all the rides, honey. Mm-hmm. Sorry about it. Yeah.
Yeah, she was very
But in upset. Any case. So like I said, we will touch on them pretty quickly. We are ranking them in all-time favorite. They're the highest to lowest is all-time favorites. Lots of fun. They're fine. I'd rather skip them, but can tolerate. You'd have to pay me and never have done it. That's what these categories are.
There's going
to
be quite a good amount of never done it, I think, for me.
Oh, my God. But I feel like you telling, I'm surprised because you are always less like, I've been to Disneyland lots of times.
Long. I go to Disneyland all the time, but that doesn't mean I ride all the rides.
So what do? Just experience the vibes?
You know, the way that I like to go to Disneyland now is hit up the big rides that I really like and just enjoy. Eat the food is a big one.
Eat the food.
And enjoying just my time there. Like,
so
just,
the vibes.
Yeah, I would say just being at Disneyland for me is a joy. I love character experiences. When I go, yes. When I went with you, I didn't take my Polaroid, but I really love taking. Actually, I did take my Polaroid, actually.
I believe you did,
but I,
because if I'm right, there's a picture of us at the airport, and I look exhausted.
Yeah, there's. I took photos of us getting there and at the hotel. And I actually have photos of us. You have a Polaroid of us at the heart, Valentine heart, remember?
I thought it was right here on my computer desk. No, I think it's over there.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's over there.
So I did take it, but I love taking Polaroids at Disneyland, and I love doing taking Polaroids of the characters and having them sign it. I didn't do that last time with you because I think I only took like a limited number of like Polaroids. Like
yes,
but I actually really like, that's like one of the things I like doing. Like if I just do that, I'd be like, all right, this is pretty cool.
So for you, the vibes.
Vibes.
Me, I would say my priorities are taking pictures, like outfit pictures, taking pictures, things like that. Then rides, then food, and then vibes.
Yeah,
like so for me, photos. It's more aesthetical.
But photos of you, so not like, photos of like the area.
Oh, like aesthetically?
Yeah, like you want photos of you. It'd be
photos of me. Yeah, of me and my outfits, you know, ding. Yeah. Very that. But though, if we went now, which, fingers crossed, we're going to go in October for the Oogie Boogie party, it would probably be me taking pictures of me and me taking pictures of my baby Yoda. So, like, taking pictures. I love taking pictures.
Mm-hmm. Really quick.
Of course, food. You... Taking pictures of food, too. Anything.
Oh, yeah. Lena.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, also, I love buying stuff at Disneyland.
Don't even get me started.
But really quick. Mail me a froggy chair.
A froggy chair?
Yes, of course. Please.
Oh, that's not my thingy. Okay.
Okay. So let's get into it.
Because my brain... No, hold on. Let me send you the froggy chair. Because my brain is so one track that my mind will forget. Frog. Here we go. Bum, bum, bum. Froggy chair. Send his gift to my friend. To my friend. Sam's like, yep, that's me.
Yeah, that's me.
Just my friend.
I'm just a bro. Just dude. You know.
Okay, but I mean bro as a term of endearment.
Whatever that means.
Okay, there we go. I sent you the froggy chair.
All
now
right.
I can focus.
Now let's hop into it.
We'll just do it, like I said, whatever's your favorite, please. Feel free to whichever.
Well, but same thing with you.
Just give a quick, yeah. Just give a quick, you know, 1-2 as to why you're in the category, but nothing too crazy if it's just whatever. Okay, here we go. It's Dang alphabetical trail. Order, so we're... get that. Okay. First one is in Disneyland, it's Alice in Wonderland ride. I'm going to say for that one, lots of fun. It's cute. I love Alice in Wonderland. There's nothing much to say about it.
It's been so long since I've ran that ride. I would just put it as they're fine. I will say typically I do love these dark rides. Especially the, like... Okay.
The dark rides are always the best.
Yeah,
I always love it. Especially on a hot day because you got the AC running.
Yeah, I really like the dark rides and I usually love, like, the sets and everything. Next one.
Okay. California Adventure, the Animation Academy. So where they, like, we're going to draw this character. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go with I'd rather skip but tolerate. Not that I hate it, but it's just, like, it's a fun thing, but I'm not out there being, like, I have to do it. It's just, like, if I have time and, you know, there's downtime between waiting for, like, a fast pass, oh, yeah, I'll do it. But I'm not going to seek it.
I normally don't seek it, but I'm going to put it under lots of fun because the last time I did it, oh, my God. I remember it was with my niece. Uh-huh. It was me, her, and my uncle.
No, we did it. You and I did it.
Did we do it?
Yeah, I don't remember because I think we did Sully. My brain says we did Sully.
I've never drawn a Sully.
Okay, well then maybe I'm remembering a different memory, but go on.
And we were drawing Olaf, and
just his head or like full body.
It was just his head and, okay. You know, me being an artiste,
okay.
My Olaf, it was okay. It was whatever. It was nothing to scoff at, but
I love how you're like, I'm an artist, but it was okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, an artist is never happy with their own work, right?
Of course.
But I remember making it and I think my niece really liked it and she's like, I was like, oh, did you want it? She was like, yeah. And my mom's like, no, I want it. That one's mine. Like, my mom was like, I'm going to take it. And
she's fighting with, like, a 5-year-old?
Yeah. I think she was, like, 10. And
okay, but still, so a little kid. Your mom was about to throw hands.
And it's so funny. And I asked my mom, I was just like, what are you going to do with it? And she's like, I want to keep it. She's like, you made it. I'm going to frame it. Literally, this cursed image haunts me to this day. Like, when I went back home, I literally saw this Olaf drawing. It's just there. It's framed. Just and everything. Dun, dun. Yeah, it's literally just.
At least she kept her word and framed it. So, you know, she's a proud mom. What else could you say?
No, literally, it's like, it's literally just like a whatever sketch. It's not even like you could see the guides and everything where the lady's like, draw a circle and now draw. Yeah. Like, I didn't even erase any of that. It's it's very oofa. But I always enjoy drawing. And being there, I think it's pretty fun. It's a really good chill downtime, and I like that the waiting is that they play movie clips.
Very cute. Yes, inside of the I forgot what it's called. The building. The building has another name, but yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Next one.
California Adventure as well, and it is Adventure of the Little Mermaid. So for me, I'm gonna say lots of fun, borderlining on they're fine. Why? It's very cute. It's a more advanced animatronic, and I love it. But the reason, it's because, I don't know about you, but the few times I've been on this ride or have attempted to be on this ride, it's because the ride always breaks down. Like, I remember the first time I went to DCA when this ride just opened, right? I was like, oh my God, gotta ride this ride. You know, one of the reasons why I wanted to go to DCA. And the whole day, it fucking kept breaking down and we never got to ride it. So I never get to ride it till the next time. Yeah. And I feel like anytime I'm on it, it's like I'm about to go on it, it breaks down and stuff. We got stuck. You and I got stuck. If you remember, it was at the part where they literally, I think it was like right at the end. Yeah. I have a video on my like Instagram archive. Yeah. Mm-mm. 'Cause we got stuck. A famous thing that I know if you all YouTube it, one time when it broke down, Ursula's head like popped off, but it was still connected and it was still singing. That's so people were like, scary. It was crazy. Yeah,
it was funny. I would put it in the exact same place, but for different reasons. One, because similar, I like the dark rides, and I really like the seating.
Wait, did you say lots of fun?
Yeah,
they're fine.
No. Okay. The same thing. Bottom of lots of fun, very high. It's fine. Like it's right on the teetering edge.
Oh, okay.
And I really like the seating. Like the kind of intimate like clamshell.
Little clamshells?
Yeah, I very really cute. Like that. Some of the animatronics, like the way Ariel looks and stuff like that, it looks a little weird to me, but
her face on some, they're a little
yeah.
Some of them are great. Like Ursula's, when her head is on, it looks amazing, actually. Hers is pretty good.
Yeah, but I love it because there's almost always, whenever I ride it, never a line. And
because it breaks down.
Yeah, because it breaks down. And then right when I go in, it's like, why is there no line? Huh? It looks like it's because it was broken. So I'm just going to get on it right now and then just ride it. So good one. I'm a fan.
Okay. Next one. It is the Astro Orbiter. Oh, that's the one in front of
right in front of
Tomorrowland.
Yep. It's the little, the it just circles.
Thingy. Yeah. You'd have to pay me. It's not something I want to go out of like my way to do it because it's one of those typical kids rides that are like it just goes in one direction, so all the kids, the line is too long for it. I've been on it though, when like I've been on it once as a kid, but nah, won't ride it.
Yeah, I'm putting it in. I'd rather skip it, but I can tolerate it.
Okay,
next one.
Next one. It is, what did
that
say?
Autotopia.
Oh, my vision's poor. Autotopia and Disneyland. Okay. I'm going to say lots of fun. I remember I liked driving and super stuff. I also liked it. I mean, sue me. I liked it when Chevron had the partnership because as a kid growing up, I don't know about you, I loved
the Chevron cars. Wait, they don't have
the faces?
They still have those faces.
No. But like the Chevron cars were a lot in there in the imagery too. Cause like I, growing up as a kid, I don't know about you, we used to kind of collect those cars. You could buy them at Chevron gas stations. So when we'd go on driving trips, on road trips, that's the only time our parents would buy us some. So I have some of those. Yeah. You didn't know that?
Yeah. I remember Chevron just, you could be in the gas station, right? And then just buy those cars.
You can, but that's why they were only like, because we were like, oh my god, you know, we'd get gas normally, but they were like, uh-uh, only when we go on road trips you can buy one of the cars. Yeah. And we're like, oof. But yeah, I liked it when it was all that and stuff. I didn't like the gas part, but now they're all electric, which is nice.
Mm-mm-mm. I also
like driving.
Nice. I'm also gonna put in lots of fun. It's just a stupid, silly, fun ride, and I love it, especially because there's a fond memory I have with my brother. Because Lena, I feel like I've told you this because I tell the story all the time.
You have.
It's so, I hate whoever designed these cars, right? Because the way you go is you pull the pedal down. There's only one pedal, and the only way to hit the brakes is you let go of the pedal.
You let go of the gas.
But see, if you drive,
for the record, on driving tests or like driving whatever, they do tell you that in real life. Like instead of just slamming the brake, you can just take your your foot off the gas, and it, you know, the car will just slow down. That's like a normal thing.
I mean, but if you need to stop immediately.
Well, yeah. Well, what I mean is, like, I remember when I took my driving test, at one part, the guy was like, he told me to slow down a bit, and I started to brake, and he said, you don't need to brake, just take your foot off the gas.
Oh, well, yeah, that's like slowing down. I mean, if someone jumps in front of you, you...
Oh, of course, yeah, you slam the brake.
Yes, you are conditioned to take your foot off the pedal and slam the brakes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course.
And so I remember my brother, he was in front of me and I was behind him, and he stopped, and literally I would just keep bumping into him.
You hit him.
Yeah, I would just keep hitting him, like just straight up. And he would be like, stop it. Stop.
At this point, on purpose, if I'm being honest.
No. I was hitting him on purpose. And the lady would, she's just like, hey, stop bumping the cars. Like they kept saying that. And I was just like, oof, okay, my bad. But he stopped out of nowhere. And so my instinct is, you know, take my foot off the gas and slam the brakes. Oh, but there is no brakes. Oh, so I slammed the gas and then I super hit him.
Oh my God. What a ding dong.
Yeah, he swears I did it on purpose. And I'm like, I did not do that on purpose. Okay, that was totally
I know he listens reflex. To the podcast. So I already know when he gets to this part, he's going to be like, he was hitting me.
No, it was not on purpose. I swear.
Right now you're like, dude, I'm telling you, it wasn't on purpose.
It wasn't. All right, next one. Big Thunder.
Next one. Big Thunder, Disneyland. I'm going to say it's hard because here's the thing. So if people don't know, for some morbid history, true crime, someone died on that ride a couple years back when it like hit the, where it like derailed and someone flipped over and died. So the reason I'm saying this, when that happened, I didn't want to ride it. So I didn't ride it for the longest time until I think most recently, like either with you or the time before, for that reason, just because some weird spookiness. So because of that reason, I don't know if I could say rather skip or tolerate. Probably that's the best option because, again, for that reason. I was a little spooked by that.
Yeah, I didn't know that, and I don't know if I wanted to know that. Wow, thanks, Lena.
Again, knowledge that is probably not useful, but to me it is.
I put it as lots of fun. You know, my family didn't really go out of their way to write it, but when they got redone... Mm-hmm. I started riding it a lot, and I'm like, yeah, this is a fun ride. So I've been enjoying it. I put lots of fun.
Okay. Next one is back to DCA for the Pixar Palaround, aka the Mickey Ferris wheel. That one for me is going lots of fun because one, the photo opportunity, amazing. Number two, the only thing is I refuse to ride it in the moving track car, only in the stationary car, because mm-hmm. I can't. As a kid, it scared the hell out of me. But like the normal one, I love it. I think Ferris wheels are cute and they could be romantic. And then that's it.
I put it under, you'd have to pay me. I hate heights. Heights scare me. I've never ridden it. You'd have to pay me to ride that ride. And I don't even think you could pay me enough to ride that ride. Next one.
Can I pay you in smooches?
No, you can't.
Gasp. Okay, fine. All right, what's the next one? Imagineering Blue Sky Cellar. I don't know what that is. So I'm going to go never done it.
I don't know it.
I think they might have closed.
Next one.
Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters, oh my god, all-time favorites. I love playing it. I'm super fucking good at it, and I win, baby.
I'm going to put lots of fun. I enjoy it. It's pretty good. There's not much to say. I feel like the scoring doesn't really work that well. And I like finding the little tidbits, the ones that are just like super hidden.
The ones that are worth points?
Yeah, they're worth a ton That's how I of win. Points. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Next one, back in Disneyland, it's the Casey Jr. Circus Train. So I'm going to say you'd have to pay me. I believe I wrote it as a child, but I'm not going to write it again. It's one of the kid lines that are super long. I'm probably not going to write it again.
I love Casey Jr. Circus Train. That one's so sick. Literally, you could be in like an animal cage in that one. And okay, I will say it's cute, but again,
the little kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little cramped because it's for little kids.
I think the last time I read it, I have a memory of my youngest brother when we took him like super young. I remember because we were in the cage and I know he liked it a lot because my little brother, even to this day, he loves animals. So that's why we wrote it because he likes animals.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I really like it. I love the scenery of writing it because it's kind of by the, I don't know what the ride's called. The one with, like on a little paddle and the little boat thingy. I don't remember. Sure. Okay, we'll get to it eventually.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next one is
Chippendale
Treehouse. I'd rather skip, but you could tolerate them. I mean, it's one of the walkthrough ones, which is fine. But I mean, as a kid, though, it's great because I remember running through it. But nah, I'm okay to skip.
Is this the Tarzan one? Or is this different?
No, this is the one up in Toontown, if I remember correctly.
Never. I've never done it. Next.
Okay. Next one. I believe that's the Mark Twain Riverboat or the Pirate one. I'm already going to tell you, never done it. And I don't want to, actually, because my brain is saying, I feel like that's just a really long time that I don't want to spend on a boat. Although, if you go on the Mark Twain Riverboat, which I don't think
it's no. Yeah,
you can meet different. Tiana. You can meet Tiana.
Yeah.
Yes, this, and I would do that.
This is different. I would do that. This is the...
This one looks like the pirate ship.
Yes. But it's not a pirate ship when you ride it, though.
I would only go on one of those boats if I can meet Tiana. If not, I don't.
Okay, next one,
which applies to the same. It's the canoes for the Mark Twain River, and no, never did it. No, I don't want to.
I've never personally done it, but I would like to do it because every single time I see people riding it, they look. Uh-huh. It looks. I tell you this. Uh-huh. No, I've never seen anyone with a smile on their face, but the guy guiding them always has a smile on their face. And
because they know they were like, they thought it was going to be fun, and it wasn't.
He's like, we chopped them. And literally, just for that, I'm like, all right, that seems pretty cool. I would like to write that. Okay. Next
one. Still in Disneyland, it's going to be the Disneyland Railroad. So this is the one that takes you to certain sections of the park. Automatically, I'm going to go lots of fun because as a kid, I love the parts where you see, if y'all can see Sam's face.
I'm so shocked.
Because I don't know if I can make it all-time favorite, but I love it for two reasons. Number one, it actually is very convenient getting around the park because if I remember correctly, I know for certain, one of them stops at Tomorrowland. One of them stops like by Toontown.
I'm going to say right now, the third Toontown. Stop
is by Critter Country, if I remember correctly. It's those. But, and then, of course, it picks up right at the Disneyland gate. So, The thing is, what I love about it is because there's certain sections where you see, like dioramas, and there's a part where it shows, I was going to say before Christ times. What do you call it? Dinosaur age. and you see dinosaurs and
BC
stuff.
BC times?
Yeah, there you go. BC, before Christ. And it's almost Easter, dude. Come on. Anyway, but, yes. I remember as a kid, me and my other brother, we love that. And then, of course, with the youngest, it's dinosaurs. Of course, it's an animal. So, yeah, I always think it's super cool and stuff. And it's very relaxing. I remember you and I wrote it, and I was tired.
Yeah.
I just remember going, I was tired.
I love the Disneyland Railroad. I love riding it because if you go to Disneyland, you're going to get tired. And one way I love to relax is to just get
on. I feel like the plankton thing. Correct.
Yeah. I love riding it to relax. I love riding it to get around the park. And I love just seeing the park, like, through it. It's just really cool. I really love it. Ton of fun. Mm-hmm. I almost always ride it. I don't think I've ever gone to Disneyland and not ridden that.
Uh-huh.
Next.
Okay. It's going to be, that's Donald Duck's house in Toontown in Disneyland. I'm going to say...
Never done it again, skip,
it's again a walkthrough. It's more if you're a kid. It's cute. Only I wish if you could meet Donald. I know you can walk through Mickey's house and meet Mickey, but at Donald's you can't meet Donald, and that upsets me because I love Donald.
Oof.
Okay, next one, it's Dumbo the Flying Elephant. So the iconic, when people think of a Disneyland ride, when you're riding
that
Dumbo,
long
you'd
rides
have to or long lines. You'd have to pay me. I've ridden it as a child. I rid it with my youngest brother when he was a baby. I would not write it again because all the parents with their snotty-nosed kids are clogging up the line. And as much as it would look cute when we go later this year with my baby Yoda, I'd rather just get in line to the stationary Dumbo. For hot tip, if you just want a picture, you don't even want to write it, there's literally a stationary Dumbo that you can just get on and take your picture. You don't need to wait in line and do all the shit. You could just take a picture.
I've never done it. I don't count me writing it as a kid. I don't remember writing it as a baby.
I mean, it spins in circles and it goes up and down.
I've seen it with my own two eyes and I know how I would feel if I wrote it. And it would be, yeah. It's fine. All right, next one.
Okay. It's going to be DCA. It is the Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind. Never written it. It probably won't.
Yeah, I've never.
It's new. I think, Sam, when we went, it was open, but like we just decided to skip it. Okay, next one. Nemo Submarine Voyage, 100% all-time favorites. I love Nemo, and I think it's cute, and it's pretty. I know people think it's cramped, but I love Nemo. That's just my ultimate bias. Sue me.
I'd rather skip it, but I can tolerate it. Like, one, I think it's whatever. I prefer the older version, the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, just because of the sea monster.
That? I never rode that.
You never rode that?
No, I don't think so. Not in my memory.
I loved riding that ride. I prefer that over the Finding Nemo. I'm sure a lot of that has to do with nostalgia and like me seeing it as a little kid. I was like, wow. It's okay. It's writing it when we wrote it last time, it was way too cramped. And I'm like, wow, it's okay.
Okay. Next one. Boyfriend, can you see that? I think it's the shooters. It's like the shooting game.
Oh, yeah. This is the shooting game at the Wild West.
Yeah. Never done it. And I don't want to. I don't like guns.
It's lots of fun. It's pretty much just like Astro Blasters.
Yeah, I don't like guns. It's okay. I'll okay. skip. I don't want to pay.
Frozen at the Imperium.
Oh, wait. What did you rate it as?
Oh, I put it as lots of fun.
Oh, okay. Frozen at the Imperium, lots of fun. I know people got mad when Aladdin left, which I remember.
Weird Fair.
Recollection.
Fair.
I saw it the year, RIP, when Robin Williams died. Like, I literally was on the way back, driving back home. Mm-hmm. From Disneyland, like back home from LA, and we were listening to the radio and they're like, this just in, da da da, Robin Williams dies. And I remember we were watching the Aladdin thing and I was like, oh my god, like it felt very that. It was amazing. But here's the thing, I'll be honest, I know the hype, but I love Frozen and the songs are great and catchy, and if you need to sit down for a bit and see a great show and like get some air conditioning, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, same. I mean, pretty much I like musicals. So, and they're well done. Like,
oh, 100%.
For it just being like, I'm at the park and I'm going to just watch a musical, they're done pretty well. I very much enjoyed it. The Aladdin one was great. I'm curious if they'll ever update it to another thing. Maybe, who knows?
Because they closed Moana, Frozen because of the, you know, thingy. Oh, Encanto. I feel like they
Encanto
put Encanto
would be bangers. So good. All right, next one.
Here we go. We're gonna go through a few of them pretty quickly because these are all, I believe, Goofy related. I believe this is the Goofy or Gadgets Go Coaster. That's the one in California Adventure near the Plaza de Familias thingy, which I will say, rather skip but tolerate. It's fun, but I'll skip. Not my.
I don't ever remember writing this, so I'm gonna put it that. Goofy's Playhouse.
Goofy's Playhouse, that's a bounce house up in Disneyland. I'm going to go, you'd have to pay me. I've ridden it, but I'm not going to go on it because, you know, children. No. Goofy's Sky School. Oh, this is like
I a, love
like
this. A, this like is a mini thingy. Roller coaster.
Mini roller coaster.
It's like a
love
baby
it.
Roller coaster. Yeah, I was going to say, yes. I'm going to teeter on lots of fun. They're fine.
Yes. Okay. What is this next one? I can't see. Is this the movie at the beginning
movies?
On Main Street?
Yes, on Main Street.
Okay, I'm going to go never done it because I've never done it. I know of it, but I've never done it.
I've done it before. It's fine. Okay. It's like old classic Disney movies.
Okay, next one. Oh, one of the iconics from Disney California Adventure, the Grizzly River Run. So here's the thing. I'm going to say skip, but I can. You never done it?
No, I thought you were going to say you've never done it.
Oh, no. I'm putting it under rather skip, but I can tolerate. Why? Here's my thing. I don't know if people know.
It's the water.
Younger, I liked water rides. As an adult, I don't want to be soaking wet. My outfit, you know, I don't.
Don't be a party pooper. Come on, no, Lena. You're supposed to be the cool aunt.
I know, but no. Oh, my God. If I can take my nephew, I'm going to cry. Oh my god. Maybe I should tell my best friend the wicket so I can take him. Okay, never mind. That's when he gets older. He's a baby.
But literally in your head, you're gonna be like, I can't write that, mijo. I'm gonna get wet. And he's gonna be like, oof, well, I'm gonna write
it. If he wants Thea to do it, I will do it.
Yeah, yeah, it's teetering on all-time favorite and lots of fun, because every time I've ridden it, I love riding that ride. I've never gotten so stoked where, like, you know, the waterfall, like, falls on you.
It's a Russian roulette for me. Sometimes it's like, oh, a little bit. Sometimes it's not at all. Sometimes it's you're drenched for the whole day, even to your socks.
I've definitely gotten drenched, and then I just go back to the hotel, get dressed, and then come back.
No, can't do that. Mm-mm, too far.
Well, I mean, the hotels that we typically stay at, it's not that far. I don't know. I haven't ridden it in forever. I feel like every time I go, it's closed. Like, I can't remember.
Well, because if it's out of season. Well, when we went in for my birthday in February, it's out of season because, one, it's cold, and, two, they refurbish. So all the water rides close during the winter months, so they refurbish because no one wants to get wet in the winter.
I do. Yes, I do. Me
knowing how much Sam complains and whines too much, I already know he's gonna be like, oh, Lena, my socks are wet.
Nobody likes wet socks. All right, next one.
That's why. All right, next one. Ooh. There's been many iterations of this before. It was called California Screaming, and now it is known as the Incredicoaster. All-time favorites.
All-time favorite.
The original, love it. Also, I love the Incredibles. I love Jack. Need I say more? Also, riding this at night, A plus, S tier. Ride it at night.
Yeah, all-time favorites. This is honestly, I hate roller coasters. This is one of the very first roller coasters that I, like, rode, and I was like, this is great! Wow! And I was just like, wow. I love this. A ton of fun. California Screaming was a ton of fun. I've always liked all the iterations. And typically, the line's not that long. So, mm-hmm. I'm a big fan.
It goes fast. Also, single rider.
Mm.
You can do it. Okay, next one, amazing, Disneyland, Indiana Jones, and I forgot what it says, but the eye or something, the crystal eye or whatever, all-time favorites. As a kid, it would scare the shit out of me with the bugs, because I don't like bugs, but it's super good, super fun, amazing. How do you not love it? Also, single rider is great, too.
I'm also going to put in all-time favorites. I never rode it as a kid because the line queue scared the hell out of me, and I could never make it to the actual ride.
That is up Sam's alley to be scared.
Yeah, I was literally way too scared to ride it as a kid. And especially because I knew that there was, like, a big snake. And I remember whenever that would happen, like, whenever
I knew there was death.
Yeah, like, whenever I did ride it, I would close my eyes through most of the ride.
It was so cool.
But it's honestly, it's a very fun ride. It holds up very well.
Oh, 100%.
Next one.
Okay, next one. California Adventures. Jesse's, what is it? Critter
Carousel.
Okay, I can't see y'all. I'm going to go, they're fine.
Never done it.
We rode it together when we went. It was cute, but again.
Did we?
It's okay.
I don't.
You took a picture of me and I looked exhausted. Oh, I think I took a picture of you. Yeah.
On this?
Our Polaroid. Yes. It was the ones with the cute little animals.
Yeah. Oh, this is the carousel right next to the California Screamin'. Right in between California Screamin' and the toy.
Yes, and the Tilt-A-Whirl thingy, yeah. And the Toy Story, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's new.
Yes. I think it's fine. I enjoy it.
It's fine. It's cute, yeah.
Jumpin' Jellyfish.
Jumpin' Jellyfish. I rode it as a kid the first time DCA opened, and I haven't ridden it since, and it's okay. I don't think I will. So I'll just say you have to pay me because I don't.
Never done it. Next.
Okay. Jungle Cruise. I'm going to go. They're fine. Jungle Cruise is fun, but the line can be long. It's fun. Also, you know, it did have some questionable moments, but luckily they've, you know, scrubbed it clean. But it's okay. I mean, I love the jokes, but again, it's a long line. I don't know if I want to wait for it, depending on the time of day.
I also put it as under they're fine. That's why I was surprised. I was just like, wow, you also did that. I put it as it's fine.
I thought you were more blasphemy.
I only write it if there's no line. And the jokes can be hit or miss on the skipper sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the skipper, I feel like just they don't hit it sometimes. But that's it. Next one.
Okay. Next one. It is King Arthur's Carousel. I'm just going to say I've never done it. I might have as a kid, but I don't have recollection of it. And again, I'm sure the line is long because, you know, kids.
It's a carousel. Ride it. It's fine.
Yeah. I'd rather, but then in that vein, I'd rather do the Jesse one than this one.
Fair.
Okay. Back to DCA, Luigi's Rollicking Roadsters. Okay, all-time favorites. First of all, I love Cars Land. I'm just going to be biased. I love Cars. this ride, super cute, the dancing little cars, which also, if you remember, it used to not be this. It used to be the floating tires, which was like a past Disney idea that they did, and it tanked, so they took it away. Then they tried to revise it and do it again, tanked, and now they have these little dancing cars. I love it. The Halloween version is also super spooky and cute. Love it.
See, the first time I ever rode this was with Lena, and it was cute as hell. I put it as lots of fun. I had a great time. I thought it was cute as hell.
Okay, next one, Mad Tea Party. So an iconic one. I'm going to go, they're fine. Again, long lines, super cute, but I also don't want to vomit.
I used to love this. As an adult now,
I get very dizzy and I can't do it.
I used to love this as a kid. I would spin it so fast and I would go crazy. And now as an adult, I haven't ridden it as like an adult, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I would throw up, but I put it under lots of fun.
We're too old. Next one. Okay, next one, it is the it's another one, the cinema in Main Street. Never done it. The only things I do on Main Street is shopping.
Never done it. I don't remember this. Is it, didn't we just talk about this?
I guess there's two, but again, if it's on Main Street, I don't do it unless it's shopping.
Okay.
Or food. Next one. Wow, another Main Street staple, riding the horse carriage. I've never done it, and same thing. I don't want to.
I also have never ridden it. Wow, that's wild.
I don't want to. I feel like it's I don't want to say waste of time per se, but I don't want to wait for it.
Yeah.
If that sounds better. Okay, next one. The Mark Twain Riverboat in Disneyland. Never have done it, but I've been on it to take pictures with Tiana. And again, that's the only reason you'll get me to go on it. But I'll say never done it. Like, rode it around, never done it.
I've never rode it, but I like walking and exploring it. No, actually, I have ridden it before. It's okay. Mm-mm. It's fine.
It's a boat.
Yeah. Next one.
Ooh, classic. The Matterhorn. The Matterhorn, I'm going to say lots of fun. The seating situation's a little hard as a person who likes to wear a dress. So I always have to sit in the front because my dress can't stretch to do the sitting routine. But it is very fun. Of course, very fast. You know, going down the mountain. And the Yeti.
Yeah. I put this one as an all-time favorite. My family loves riding this ride. We ride it multiple times. And it's a great ride to ride.
I skip it if there is a long line, because there tends to be a long line. Sometimes I don't mind skipping it, I will say.
Typically, there's a long line. We really like riding this during the fireworks.
Oh, yes. Hot tip. Go when there's something happening, a show, parade, or something, because some people ditch it with their tiny kids, and you can ride the ride.
Yep. Next.
Okay. Next one.
Mickey Mouse House.
Yes, it is. Oh, and let's just do these quick. Minnie and Mickey's House. I'm going to put them both under lots of fun because their houses are super cute. The bonus with Mickey's House, you can for sure meet Mickey. So if you don't want to chase him around the park, you can meet him there. The little downside is it depends on his outfit. Sometimes it depends on his outfit, whether it's good or bad. I have a memory where we went through this with the family when my little brother was like a baby. And the thing was, we went in the room and he was wearing his like robe from Fantasia. And when we left, you know, we took our pictures as a family. No, but he wasn't wearing the hat. It was just the robe. We took our pictures and we left. And I remember my mom was like, why was he wearing pajamas? And I was like, Mom, he's not wearing pajamas. He's wearing a robe. But yeah, she was so mad about it. So yeah, it depends on what outfit you catch him. You know, if you want classic Mickey, you got to find him. But you know,
in
the Minnie's House, you can meet her sometimes, but not all the time. But her house is cute to walk through for pictures.
I was going to say, I really love walking through it. I put it as lots of fun. The only thing I don't like is sometimes there's a long line. And then, you know, there's like a big like snake line queue. But they play the new Mickey shorts, which I love watching.
Oh, and I love it. Oh, my God. Okay, so random. Do you remember when we were watching it? So we were watching it and they were showing the short where Mickey lost his ears. So, of course, it was a silent cartoon. And there was a dad like next to us. Do you remember? He was just like, why the hell are they not playing any sound? Broken? And I'm like, oh, my God.
No, he eventually figures it out, though.
Yeah, he eventually got it. But he was so like, why is it broken? And I'm like, dude, you can't see the context. But anyway, I think of that. It was so funny. Okay. Next is DCA. This one's actually kind of newer. It's the Philharmonic Magic. It replaced, I believe, Muppets 3D. I'm
going to
give
sick.
It lots of fun.
Yeah,
it's
super
cool. It actually came from Japan, if I remember correctly, but it's super cool. Loved it. Oh my God. And I love Donald. Okay. Easy. Next one at DCA, Mike and Sully to the Rescue. It's up there fine. I've always, as a kid, imagined there would be a Monsters, Inc. ride that was like a roller coaster with the doors. This isn't it. It's a dark ride. It's a little slow, but it's cute.
I actually really enjoy this ride. It teeters on lots of fun, and they're fine for me. I especially like the receptionist at the end, because she'll like point you out specifically.
I do like that. Okay, next one is going to be the Guardians of the Galaxy Breakout. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to give it an all-time favorite for this reason. I love Tower of Terror, and this replaced Tower of Terror. And as though we hate Chris Pratt, I'm going to tell you, this one is so much fun because depending on the song you get, it's random. And the Halloween version at night is fucking amazing. It's super fun. So sorry. It has to be all-time favorite.
I put all-time favorite also. I really like this ride. Every time I ride it, I get very scared and I get very anxious. And I'm always just like, I am going to die. Oh, no. And then I have to remind myself and I'm like, you've ridden this plenty of times. You're fine. You can handle this. Oof, the last time me and Leonard rode this ride, I was like, my insides feel like they're all...
Oh, I know. There was one drop where me and Sam both felt like, oh.
Yeah, like literally, I was just like, my insides feel horrible. I am old now. I don't know if I should be riding this ride anymore. Next one.
Okay, next one. The monorail, never done it. Only in Walt Disney World. Nah, I wanna. It's okay.
Same, never done it. Next.
Next one.
Mr. Toads. That's Mr. Toads.
Oh, Mr. Toads. I'm going to say lots favorite. Of fun. I didn't ride it until recently, and like not with Sam, but the time before with my younger brother when he was much older. I never rid it. When we go into the room where it's hell and on fire, I was like, oh my God. I didn't expect it. I loved it.
Yeah, I remember. So I guess I rode it as a kid, but I remember my mom was just like, yeah, ride this ride. I think
going through hell.
I think she made my brother ride it, and then he was just like, Sam, you gotta ride this ride. Or I rode it with my mom or something. And ever since then, I love riding this ride. The lines typically aren't very long. And I really love the like little car, like everything, the little dark wheel. It's just fun. I really like it. One of my favorites. It is.
Very fun. Next one, Peter Pan's Flight. I'm gonna say you have to pay me. I went when they've redone it. Me and Sam were having a discussion before we started. I've went on it. But again, it's a dark ride that I know, again, super long lines for children. I can skip it. I'm okay.
I'd rather skip it. I can tolerate. The lines are too long. For what it is, the line's way too long.
Okay. Next, Pirates of the Caribbean. 100% all-time favorites. Yeah. Yo-ho, yeah. Yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. Also, when they added Jack Sparrow, amazing.
Yeah, it's an all-time favorite. It's a classic. It holds up very well to this day, in my opinion. Lots of iconic scenes, and it's just done well.
Next one, Pixar Pier. So this is like the carnival games and stuff. I will put it as a rather skip, but tolerate them. The games are fun, but again, I'm not there to pay and play games.
Same. I'd rather skip.
Okay. Oh my God. Next one, Radiator Springs Racer. I was jumbling my words because I'm so excited. All-time favorites. I love cars. I love racing. I love going fast. I like to speed. Don't tell the cops, but I love it. So, yes, 100% all-time fave.
All-time faves. I mean, if you've ever ridden it, there's what's not to like about it. It's done very well. Literally, the set dressing is so good. And just Cars Land in general. But in here, it's like the way that it's surrounded with canyons and everything. You'd forget that you're even in LA. Like, it's great.
Perfect. Okay, next one. A Main Street staple, riding the cable cars. Nope, never done it.
Never
don't
want
to do it. Yep. Next one. Ooh, Rise of the Resistance. Okay, I'm going to say lots of fun. Can't say all-time favorite because I've only ridden it once. But me and Sam rode it when we went. And oh my God. Okay, wait, funny story. So you have to get tickets beforehand and you have to get early in the park. So Sam and I, that day, we dressed up as Anna and Kristoff. Do you remember this? And we were running late. And I remember because Sam was like, we're going to be late, Lita. We're going to be late. But we book it. Okay, so we're booking it. So I'm in line in the back. Sam goes, I'm going to check in the front. He finally gets in a line that's shorter. And I was like, oh, damn. I can't reach my phone because I couldn't lift my arms.
Okay.
Right? Do you remember that?
I'm going to say this because you're already throwing out context stuff. Okay. Uh-huh. We arrive very late. We arrive, I believe, at 7:40 or something like that. Park opens at 8.
Yeah, and the park opens at 8.
Mm-hmm. So we arrive at 7:40. If you've ever been at Disneyland at this time, lines are huge. The line to get into Disneyland is already at California Adventure entrance.
Oh, yeah. Because people want to be there for the line drop.
It's long. But also, for the context, it's extra long because if people want to ride Rise of the Resistance, which to get a ticket, you have to go into this random select queue when, 8:10 or something?
Yeah, like right when it opens, and then you gotta pray that you get one.
And you have to be in the park. Like, you have to have a valid ticket and everything for this to work. So everyone's also extra trying to do that. And so I noticed that there was typically the lines at the very end that's like for early birds, and then they start to open that. And so now I run over. Lena can't see me. And Lena, you saw something.
So I see Sam, and I saw him grabbing his phone, calling me, and I went, oh, no, he's trying to call me. And my phone was in my backpack. And my on address, I can't lift my arm. So I said, I'm going to go to him. So I'm walking to him. Mm-hmm. As I'm walking, I, in slow motion through my side view, I see some other guy rushing also because, you know, trying to get in the line. This guy, I swear, I saw it in slow motion over this Mickey bench, just trips full on face plant, like, bam. And I was like, oh my God. And I didn't stop, of course, because I wanted to beat him in line. Yeah. So I keep going to Sam, and I was like, Sam, you can't believe what I just saw. And I laughed my ass off, but I couldn't laugh because I had to keep going. But for the record, TLDR for this ride, we got in. And I think production value is really good. The cast members' acting is really good. The whole thing, yeah, it's really good. It's really good. So if I ride it again, maybe it'll be an all-time fave. But yeah, it's really good.
I 100% agree. It's really good. I loved how me and Lena even got in, because literally we arrived late. We made it in the park right on time. Yep. And we got so lucky. We got a very good line queue or whatever.
I think it was like 25. It was like really, like we got to ride it early in the day. We didn't have to like loiter or whatever. It was so great.
Yeah. It was honestly perfect. Like in my head, I was just like, we're not going to ride this ride because we already got too late. And for whatever reason, we were able to get on. Everything was perfect. Mm-hmm. And it's a ton of fun. The technology on that ride, brilliant. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it.
Yep. Okay, next one. Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, all-time favorite. Here's a little kid memory. Just quick one is I would ride this with my dad, and he would just spin the hell out of the car. I wouldn't see anything, but as a kid, I thought it was really fun. So to this day, it's my favorite ride, actually, in Disneyland entirely. Just for memories, but I love it.
I'd rather skip, but I can tolerate it if I have to.
He's like, because my girlfriend likes it, I gotta go.
I've never ridden it until Lena made me ride it. And I was just like, okay, it's a ride.
And I had to. Okay, the next one is Silly Symphony Swings. Oh, these are the swings in Pixar thingy. You'd have to pay me. I rode it as a kid, don't want to ride it again. Never. Like, nope. Flying swings, yeah, whatever. Sleeping Beauty's Castle. Okay, it's that walkthrough. Yep. I've never done it because I don't know how to. I've never done it. Sam, we have to go next time. But I've never done it, but I know what happens. It's like a walkthrough kind of ride of Sleeping Beauty, and I love her. But yeah, I've never done it. I want to, though.
It's fun. I really enjoy walking through the, like, castle, quote-unquote. I enjoy it.
Okay, next one. Pinocchio's Daring Journey. You'd have to pay me. I only rode it when I was younger. Again, it's a little kid ride with long line. I'll skip. I'm okay.
It's fine. Next.
Yeah. It's a Small World. They're fine. I know people find it annoying. I think it's really cute. The song kind of drones out after a while, and I think it's a nice ride. Plus, the last time we rode it, we had a boat to ourselves, and it was really cute.
Yeah, ooh, that was actually really nice. Like, we got a whole boat to ourselves. There was, like, no one in line. There was, like, no one.
Yeah, I think there was an evening parade or something. We just got on, and it was quick and easy. Yeah. I think it's a cute ride, aesthetically.
Yeah, I put it. Can't be mad. It's fine.
Okay. The next one is the Millennium Falcon one. I'm going to go there fine. Run. When I went, I think I told y'all in a past episode I couldn't reach the buttons and stuff. But it was pretty fun. Maybe if I went again with arm mobility, I'll probably judge it higher. But it was pretty fun for what it was.
I put lots of fun. I really enjoy the technology in this ride. Mm-hmm. And I really like that they allow you to actually walk through the Millennium Falcon.
Very fun. I love that.
You know, really good place to take a ton of photos. Pretty cool ride overall.
Next one is Snow White's Scary Adventures. I'm going to go, you'd have to pay me. Again, they redid it, so there's long lines. I actually also hate Snow White. She's my least favorite character, so I'm not interested. Sorry.
I'm going to put never done it because it's been so long since I've ridden it. I remember bits and pieces, but they redid it, and I don't remember ever rewriting it.
I kind of want to see the redone, but again, I don't like Snow White, so I don't care.
Yeah, the lines are way too long for this to justify.
Yeah, okay. Next one, Soaring, which used to be known as Soaring California.
Now then it became Soaring over the world.
And I think it's, yeah. And then I think they did a special Soaring Over California again for like a month. Yeah. But I'm going to go Lots of Fun. It's super great. Yeah, I love it.
Same.
Super
fun. Lots of fun. Really easy. I love the narrator. I always forget his name. But the narrator guy, because he, you know, he's just like,
oh, he does the voice of that one guy from Family Guy, the one in the wheelchair. I forgot his name. Yeah, that guy.
Really, yeah, I love that guy. He's great. Tons of fun. Good. Love it.
Okay, Sorcerer's Workshop. Never done it.
Wait,
it's the one where you go through. I know what it is. Never did it though. Space Mountain, all time fave. Who doesn't love a roller coaster in the dark and stuff? My only thing is, I always get scared my glasses will fly off. But all time fave.
All time fave. Same. I mean, it's Space Mountain. It's a classic.
Okay, next one, Splash Mountain. I'm going under rather skip but tolerate. Again, it's a water ride. I don't like being wet. Also slightly racist because, you know. But when they finish the remake of Tiana, 100% I will be there.
It's going to be, promise. It's going to turn into an all-time favorite.
100%. Anything for Tiana.
Yeah. Okay. I put next one. It's fine for me.
Okay. Next one, Star Tours. All-time fave. I love it. Super fun. Being the rebel is hilarious, and yeah, I love it. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, Star Tours for me, all-time favorite. I'm impressed. That ride came out in, like, what, 1980? And it still, to this day, holds up so well. Like, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, they keep re-adding. They keep adding for, like, the newer Star Wars, and I think they have it on the most recent Star Wars movie. But if they did The Mandalorian, I will cry.
That would be so good. Be
cool, right? Oh my god, I know.
What if they got a little baby? Like, in...
baby?
Yeah, like a little baby.
I honestly want them to do a baby meet and greet. What if they did a baby meet and greet? Like, I know you can meet and greet BB-8. You have to lie on the floor. You can meet and greet BB-8. In my head, I'm like, why can't we meet baby? Anyway.
They should do that.
Okay. Launch Bay, never done it. I think that was the stores. I don't remember what that was.
Wait, you've never done this? This is where the Marvel...
What, did we do this?
This is, no, I thought the Launch Bay is where they have the Marvel people at the top, and then they have the Star Wars people at the bottom, and they have all the cool Star Wars, like, memorabilia.
Then I'm just going to say never done it.
It's fine for me.
Yeah. Storybook Land. Oh, that's the boats. Again, pay me.
That's the one I was talking about with the Casey's. You can see the boats and everything.
Oh, the Monster, the Whale?
Yeah. It's fine.
Next one, Tarzan's Treehouse. Again, pay me. It's a walkthrough. It's okay. I don't like climbing. I get tired. You have to go upstairs.
Literally, Lena hates hiking, and she's like, I don't want to hike on vacation.
On my trip? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what's I'd rather skip that one.
Disney Gallery? Never have done it? I don't know what that is. I don't know. Skip.
Same. Skip.
Okay, these go together. So there's Haunted Mansion and Haunted Mansion Holiday. I'm just going to automatically put them on both. I love Spooky Time. I'm sorry. I love Spooky Time, whether it's Jack Skellington or normal Spooky Time. I love Spooky Time.
I'm going to put all-time favorites for both. They're both great. I personally love that they actually switch it up. And this is one of the rides where I was so scared to ride, I would close my eyes through the entire ride until my mom would be like, oh, this is the dancing ghost part. And then I would look at seeing the dancing ghost and then close my eyes.
I love it. You'd be like, wow, scared.
Yeah. I love this because very similar to the clamshell. Love the little...
Oh, yes. The same little doom. It's the doom buggy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a classic. It's just so well done. Love it. Yeah. And the Jack Skellington version. Love it just as well. Oh,
also what's amazing, the intro. The Haunted Mansion, where it's just like, is it you that's getting longer or the room's getting smaller? Whatever. Yeah. The whole intro story is great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. The Enchanted Tiki Room. They're fine. I like singing birds. It's very pretty. Good for chilling. Will I wait in line for it? Not too much, but it's cute. I like it.
Yeah, same thing. It's fine.
Okay. Next is Toe Mater. I forgot what the last part is because I can't read it, but it's the cows. It's the cow ride of Mater. I'm going to go as much as I love cars. They're fine. Why? Because they fling you around pretty hard. And I remember last time I rode it, it hurt my hip. That shows how old I am.
No, I put lots of fun because of that reason.
It hurts. I'm weak. Okay. Next one is Midway Mania. Oh, this is the Toy Story shooting. Okay. All-time favorite. I love shooting games so I can win. I love it. Although I will say it's kind of hard because it's the pulling one, right? Where you pull it?
Yeah, you pull it. Yeah, like
it's a little harder. I prefer the Buzz Lightyear gun motion, but it's cute. I love it.
Yeah, I put his all-time favorite also. I think this is better than the Buzz Lightyear one. Because, like, in terms of, like, the actual activities and everything. And I feel like the registration is pretty well done, in my opinion.
I will say the Buzz Lightyear does need a little refurb, because it is hard to get the perfect shots, I will say that.
Yeah, like, this one, it feels responsive and it feels nice.
Okay, we're on our last three. Here we go. Turtle Talk with Crush. I love Nemo. So I'm going to say lots of fun. It's fun because the people who, you know, do the thingies, there's lots of puns. I like it. I love Nemo.
I put it as it's fine.
Okay. I think this is the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. All-time fave. It's a dark ride. It's very cute. I love when they go through the...
I love when Pooh...
What is it? The heffalumps?
Yeah.
Well, when he's like, oh, yeah. Where Pooh's like falling in the sky.
Yeah,
oh
my God, I love that.
I love it. Yeah, I think it's really cute. It's a very cute ride. And then also, what I love, you pop out of the gift store, which has a bunch of sweets, and it's very delicious.
Yeah, I put it as lots of fun. Mm-hmm. It's so fun. It's super great. And typically, lines are never that long.
Oh, yes. At nighttime, it's because no one wants to be in that corner. Everyone wants to get a slot for the fireworks. I like to ride it at nighttime because it's quick. All right, the last one, which is kind of anticlimactic now looking at it, it's the Sapphire, which I believe this is the one in California. I can't read. But it's one of those rocket ship spinny ones. You'd have to pay me.
Never done
it. I rode it as a kid once. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't typically ride these kind of rides.
Yeah. But we did it. Oh, my God. In our 1 hour special.
Wow.
Is a finale. It is a finale. Wait, I said what was my favorite ride, which is Roger Rabbit. Which one was yours out of all of them?
Out of all of them? I don't know. That's so hard to pick one. There's so many classics.
Gun to your head.
I don't know. There's too many. Probably Star Tours.
Okay. That's a great one. But yeah, now I'm so excited. Now I want to ride these again. So, you know, thank you, Sam, again, for another lovely season. I always have so much fun doing this because, you know, I just love talking with you. And I think it's really fun just to, you know, talk about things and jibber jabber.
Oh, I know. No. Yeah. Thank you, Lena. And thank you, everyone who listens and enjoys the podcast and everything and the support,
You know, and the videos and everything. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, we're gonna take a bit of a summer break. So we'll probably be back towards the end of the summer. But just, you know, remember, guys, us,
we're all crossing. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.